you know, being that before, you know, it was four huge lanes, you know, now it's only three.
Yeah.
So it looks a little more congested. But before, if it, that, those lanes weren't there, it would just look really spacious. Yeah. Yeah, it's for bikes, and then to be able to make left turns or parking on that little corner or whatever on those sides.
So it's just got more people friendly rather than car friendly?
Yeah, it's more people friendly than car friendly. Yeah. Honestly, be honest with you, honestly, that makes more traffic than what it was we're supposed to do. Like,
yeah.
I mean, there was less traffic on this avenue before that. Before, you could just zoom up 8th Avenue, you know, and get to the 40s or 50s quick. I hope they don't, like, 6th Avenue was just like how 8th Avenue was. I hope they don't do the same thing to 6th Avenue. Because they do this bad enough. 6th Avenue is already bad as it is. If they close another lane, forget it.
But it's okay for you, right? You kind of,
you know what?
You
not
get
really.
It on the timer.
You know what it is? You see, well, for some dudes, some guys, they don't mind that. You know what I'm saying? But I do. I don't like to be stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
I don't like to sit in traffic at all. I mean, even if, I mean, I know I'm getting paid for it, but to me, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather be, you know, all right, get you where you gotta go, pick up the next person.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to be stuck in traffic at all. I'll do whatever I can to get out of traffic.
So I think you're the most American cab driver I've had. Are you a New Yorker or?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Born and raised here. From the Bronx.
Okay. You got a ticket for Jay-Z this evening?
You know what? I would have, but those what was it? Those like certain agencies or whatever, they bought the tickets out in under less than a minute.
Wow.
I mean, they just completely bought the tickets out. The tickets were going for $50. Now they're selling those tickets for like more than like hundreds. You know, I think there's one ticket right now that it costs like I think $2,000 something like that. It's ridiculous. I mean,
that was one thing I was hoping to do. See,
go to you was gonna see
it? I was really hoping to. Yeah, I'm here for today for 9/11. Really, I've been planning to come for a few years,
right,
just to pay my respects. And so I was down there this morning, and then I found out that Jay-Z was playing as well, and he played Glastonbury last summer,
right,
against all kind of, because Glastonbury's like a rock festival,
right,
and there was a lot of brouhaha in the
right.
press about him doing it,
right.
But he was brilliant. He blew everybody away.
I mean, are you going to get his album?
Mm-mm.
You know, I'll be honest with you, like, this guy has a couple of classic albums, and this is another one.
Yeah.
Last night, today, they were playing basically the whole album. Yeah, I got to tell you, man, it's one of those albums that you could just let it rock, bro. Just let the whole thing spin. You don't gotta fast to another song, nothing.
Yeah.
Just let it play.
Yeah. How long has it been in the making?
10 years.
Wow.
He's been doing business. Well, him, like, the people who've been in for a long time, like, people who've been in for a long, long time, like him, is, like, not that many people, like, Lil Wayne, Eminem, Dr. Dre, like, people like that, those are people who've been, you know, up on the scene since way back, since, like, 93.
Who's the dude that did Memory Lane? And it Nas. Nas hardly ever gets talked about.
You know what it is? Because Nas comes out with a hot. He it's like hit or miss with Nas. I mean, the guy.
I have like a framed charity piece.
Oh, this is me. Let me ask you real quick, which side?